Prepare your eyes. Viewmaster with Sam Sinnott on 95BFM.
Ah, technology. Hello, Sam.
Honestly, the face you made when you realised your mic wasn't fully connected, you were honestly appalled and shocked. Like,
I've been let down by my own microphone.
You look scared.
I was like, what's happening here? Hey, what are we talking about today in the world of tally?
So we're talking about Made for Love, which is a show that's on Sky Go at the moment and also on Neon, I believe.
Nice.
You know, double dipping. That's great. And it stars Kristen Milioti, who you'll remember from the movie last year, Palm Springs, which was one of my favourite movies of 2020.
I really enjoyed that film as well.
So good.
It's properly funny.
Properly funny. And
properly
you're like,
funny.
Wow, this is a good concept and everyone's killing it on the acting front.
It's 10 out of 10. Go
so
watch
good.
Palm Springs and then maybe also go watch this.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Also, she's in How I Met Your Mother as the mother. And, well, that's spoilers, but like, whatever.
I feel like there's way worse shows you could have spoiled than that. That's fine.
And also, she was in a Black Mirror episode with her co-star from the show, Billy Magnuson.
Oh, cool.
They
okay.
were on the episode where she gets downloaded into a video game, which is like a space age video game. Very good.
That's where I know her from. I was looking at her face and I was like, I know you from somewhere, but I haven't seen the other things you've mentioned.
So she does have a really weird niche as a woman in sci-fi that's kind of like thrust into sci-fi situations without wanting to be.
Okay, I like that, as being like, what's your typecast? Well, I'm the nice guy. What's your typecast? I'm the bad guy. Well, I'm the woman that ends up in these sci-fi situations.
Yeah, due to men kind of messing me up. And that's exactly what this is all about. She plays Hazel, who ends up dating this man named Byron Gogol.
Byron Gogol.
And he owns a huge tech company called Gogol.
Oh, okay.
I think the reference is pretty apparent,
right?
And basically he sweeps her off her feet. They get married the first day they met. He lives in this cube that
he
lives in a cube that can like change itself, so it's like looks like outdoors and like can look like anywhere in the world. So they don't leave the cube for 10 years.
Wow.
And then he implants a chip in her brain to called the Made for Love chip, which is one of his next products, to bring them close together as a couple so they can know each other's thoughts. There's no miscommunication. They're all aligned. One singular entity in love.
Thanks, I hate it.
Yeah, terrifying,
horrible.
Right? So she goes through this kind of... You could say it's like a prison, but also like she kind of enjoys it. She's kind of plucked out of an impoverished lifestyle as a young person, and she goes through this 10 years with him, and then she escapes because she realizes the chip has been implanted in her brain without her knowledge.
Oh, okay. Wow, plot twist. I thought maybe she was like, yeah, cool, sounds legit, let's do that.
No, he says he's going to do it, and then she realizes that he's already done it, and she escapes the compound, and she goes back to her impoverished lifestyle where her father, Ray Romano, is living in a shack with his sex doll wife.
Wow, okay, this is really, they've like,
oh,
let's take
God.
All the tropes and let's make it happen.
Oh, it's so good. And so Kristen, as an actress, is just honestly so good. Like, she carries it with like ferocity and poise, but also just like, she's wild. Like, she really carries the show in her back because the show is about her and she's given lots of like clunky plot points to move through. That's probably my biggest pet peeve about the show, is that it is very clunky and sometimes, you know, you're like, is this really going on? What's happening?
Yeah, but
I think it pays off. I watched the whole thing because I saw some reviews that only had the first three episodes and they were like, oh, I don't know if this is going to last. And I got to the final episode and the final episode is perfection. So, and I know it's hard to watch a whole show just for the final episode, but I think it really pays off. And I think you get to see a lot about her past and why this is all happening to her. And why she chose kind of let this thing happen to her,
okay.
Which I think really pays off in a way.
That's really cool, because I think what you've just like explained about the plot, when you said clunky, I was like, that was maybe what was sort of resonating with me there. I was just like, these are all the kind of sci-fi tropes of like, you've got the fantasy doll wife, you've got the, you know, brain chip, you've got the, you know, weird cube, strange, you know,
megalomaniac billionaire.
Totally.
Who can do whatever he wants.
This could be really corny and crap, but if you've got maybe an interesting script or a really good actress, you could make that work. It sounds like she pulls it through.
Yeah, and I think the thing that I love most about the show is all of the characters, despite being huge caricatures of these weird plot points. So, like, obviously, Gogol is played with just, like, this absolute zealous nature, and he's just, like, ridiculous.
Gogol.
But even he has some humanity inside him. You can kind of, like, empathize with him a little bit. And
yeah,
Ray Romano's character, her father, he, despite being so weird and having a sex doll as a wife, you kind of have compassion for him. You're kind of like, I kind of understand this. And the metaphor, obviously, of her being Gogol's wife and the sex doll just being like a stand-in for a lover. Like, the metaphor is there and the connections are there. And I think there's some really tender moments between Kristen and the sex doll, which I find quite interesting.
That is interesting.
Yeah. And it kind of obviously plays on that whole thing, like familial love versus chosen love and what that all means and what you'll do for the people you love. And it's really fun. And I really, really like her performance in this. Like, I think if anything, it's just great to watch her on screen.
She is such a cool actress. Like, she's so funny, and her face, she can do so many, like, her face, she's one of those actors.
She's got
some
these
people
humongous
are face
eyes. Yeah. Humongous eyes and a little chin and just so much power within it.
Some people are face actors, I reckon, you know? Like, they
Handmaid's
can just
Tale.
Do Handmaid's Tale, face actor.
Face actor, non-stop face actor, only face acting. That show is half shots of her face.
It's just face acting. Like, who else is a good face actor? Someone will text one and I'm sure.
Oh yeah, text in your favourite face actors.
Who's your best face actor out there? You know what we're talking about, where you just watch that show and you're like, how did I go through 10 years and like 2 seconds on this person's face? It's crazy.
Exactly. And this show obviously is going to be cool. It's going to be referred to as like a Black Mirror-esque show. There are so many shows like that out there at the moment that are these love is a technological thing we can overcome and make better and da-da-da-da. And we can clock love as a human society. And that's a trope that I'm seeing played out a lot. Obviously, the writers in LA are, you know, going through some stuff.
they're having a time.
Questioning their lifestyles.
Yeah, they're like, what's going on? When am I going to find love? Can I find it through Tinder? Who knows?
Maybe this brain chip will help.
Exactly. But I really enjoyed this show, and I think everyone should give it a bash, because it's not very long. Like, it's only half-hour episodes.
Cool,
and
okay.
Oh, I love half-hour episodes.
Yeah, I've gotten real back into it.
Mm-hmm. It appeals to my millennial attention span.
Oh,
yeah.
God, honestly. And I still am on Instagram half the time as well.
But so remind us of what it's called, though, Sam, if people want to go and check this out.
It's called Made for Love, which is obviously a very cliched title as well. But honestly, just give it a bash. There's lots of cliches in the show, but if you can just enjoy a good time, you'll have a good time.
All right, that sounds like a winner then. Thank you for bringing us Made for Love today.
No worries. Also, fun fact, I'm 2 shows ahead of BFM at the moment, so I've got 2 shows that I've already watched that I need to review as well.
Oh, whoa. My goodness.
I know, I've had a really quiet week.
You've been doing your homework. Oh, someone says Jim Carrey's a good face actor.
Oh, yeah, true, yes. True.
Lucia.
Emma Watson eyebrows.
Thanks, Lucia. That's a strong one. Eyebrows in The Prisoner of Azkaban, and also just any movie she's in. She is an eyebrow kind of an actor. Kermit the Frog, someone says. Strong face actor.
Wait. His face doesn't move.
Yes, it does.
Oh, he does that crinkly thing. That's just someone's hand. Crinkly.
No,
is it?
That's the face of Kermit the Frog, Sam.
Did you see Kermit the Frog was on The Masked Singer the other day?
What? Wait, sorry, Kermit the Frog was where?
On The Masked Singer.
No, I didn't see that. We'll have to talk about that another day. keep your face actors coming in. They're very good. Thank you very much, Sam.
No worries. You have a good Friday.
You too. Have a nice weekend.
Viewmaster, only on 95 BFM.